Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, Randy. How are you? We're switching sides. You're on the Hawaii side. I'm on the East Coast side now. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah,
welcome.
Aloha.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's weird, huh? It is. You're over there. I'm over here and doing the Maui thing and working on some radio projects and excited about the topic today. Of course, it's about Maui real estate, and we have in the second half of our show, Dr. Lynn Wicker is with us, and she is the director of Florida State University Schools.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
She's an educator, been an educator for 29 years, just has a passion for, you know, training and coaching and raising up, you know, quality educators. She's writing a book about parenting. We'll get into that. So that's the second half, of course, inspiration, motivation, mobilization. We challenge you to be the change in the world that you seek. And the first half, we talk real estate nuggets. And I'm curious, not that I'm looking to buy anything on Maui in the near future, believe me, but you never know.
Well, you know, with all this stuff going on down, the government shutdown, the economy, I mean, it's just been crazy, huh? Crazy. I think it's really good. You know, Maui is one of the islands that actually has, you can really get some good deals when you're basing it on 2007 numbers. There's some areas that, and versus like, say, Oahu kind of held its own. Certain things have come down a little bit, but not much. Some areas have gone up. Maui has some areas that have actually gone down in value where people can still get some really good deals. We were just going to talk about some different areas and land and single family and condos. And, you know, of course, we're in the real estate brokerage business as well. That's not what the show's about today. But if you need help, we cover the whole state of Hawaii. And you can go to realtyuniversal.com and put in what area you're looking in, and we can help you in any part of that. But for Maui right now, you have your very, very high end, and as always, but you could actually, there's areas where you can still pick up condos for $52,000. Which is amazing. Now you're going to have maintenance fees, okay? Your maintenance fees might run $500 or $600 a month, but not like in Kahului. You know, there's just some different areas. Wailuku, you can pick up a single family for under $200,000. I just wanted to mention this because a lot of people think it's just way out of their price range, you know, and it's when I compare it to Oahu. We have on Oahu, it's you can get more for your money on Maui, actually, you know, when you're depending on where you are. Now, you know, with condos, of course, you have to check out your maintenance fees and your other fees and taxes and insurance and add it up. But I just wanted to put that out there today because there's such doom and gloom. I mean, some people are making money if they have a lot of cash, but a lot of people, the majority of people, I think, right now are in such a state of shock with all these government changes. And I guess the Senate just came to a deal, but I guess that has to still be approved. We won't go, I don't know, I'm just...
I hadn't heard. I hadn't heard.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a complete deal yet. I think, to avert everything by tomorrow, hopefully. So we'll see. But there's just so much doom and gloom out there, and it's so important to stay focused and try to stay out of debt, right? So some of these areas, Maui is such a beautiful island, and you're right there now. Where are you in Maui? Because I know you just got back.
I'm staying with some friends in Waikapu.
Okay.
You know, next door to Wailuku and right under the hill here, under the West Maui Mountains.
Beautiful, beautiful. Maui's just as all islands. Every island, different areas and locations are very unique to them amongst themselves due to the weather patterns. When you're on islands, for people out there listening that have not ever lived on an island, or maybe you take vacations and kind of, you know, it goes by fast and not really having the time to check out the differences. When you're on the islands, depending on where you are, typically like in the Hawaiian Islands, the east side of the island is going to be wetter than the west side, you know, typically, and that's just because of the rains and the way it gets, you know. So you're going to have greener lush on the west side. I mean, I'm sorry, on the east side than on the west. The west is going to be drier. Like, for example, Kihei. You're familiar with Kihei?
Yeah.
Right? You've gone down there. It's a little bit drier, have you noticed, than if you go north?
Oh, yeah, warmer, hotter, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody, it's really good when you're looking for real estate in islands to actually see what you like, you know, what areas you like to be in more. But we wanted to go over some of it because, of course, you have your $20 million properties as well, but it's much more affordable than people think. So, for example, if you want to buy a vacation rental, you may want to go into certain areas where you want to look at the numbers, make sure that you can cover it. And wouldn't it be nice to have something where you can come and stay a month or 2 months and then the rest of the year still make money on it? So
a lot of folks do that. I know a lot of friends that do that.
Yeah. And it's doable. You just have to look at the numbers. And then one thing to point out, very, 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 very important, is make sure that you really can vacation rental it. Just because somebody said you can, or if you saw an ad or a seller selling a property themselves, even if brokers have it listed, make sure you do your due diligence and check with the county to make sure that it is zoned properly for vacation rentals. Now, when you get into the condo buildings where you have the resort rentals and you property managers are handling it for you, you know, it's easier to check it out. But you just want to make sure that you can do it. Because would you really think you could pick up a condo for $52,000 on Maui? And you've been there many, many times.
No.
You lived there.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Under $200,000 in Wailuku. I saw a single family. It's on the market now with Ohana in Wailuku for $129,000. Now, it's of course a little dilapidated and old. And, you know, things are going to – I mean, everything's within reason. Land, you can buy land in certain places for $90-some thousand. If you want to hop over to Molokai, you can get land for $35,000, but that's a little – that's, you know. Molokai, by the way, is part of Maui County. You've got Molokai, Maui, and Lanai. Yeah, it's just really interesting. And you've got over on the Hana side, big tracts of land, people like 100-acre parcels. I guess Oprah Winfrey bought over on the Hana side.
She has three of them there.
So you have, it's interesting because you have something for everybody, you know, and that's why we wanted to bring in that don't think you can't buy in Hawaii right now, because there are affordable ways to do it. Single family homes, Kihei, like $350,000, just depends. I mean, you still can still do quite a bit, and with the low interest rates. Something to look at.
One thing I had a question, as you're talking about it, because I remember in my real estate studies, if you will, back here on Hawaii, the difference, like if you're going to buy a condo, some are fee simple. What's the difference between fee simple and not? I mean, what?
Oh, that's a really good. That's an excellent question. It's really better to make sure that you're going to be able to buy fee simple, so you own the land. You own the whole space. The leasehold. Leasehold is when you do not own the land, you're leasing the land. And it's very important to make sure that you, if you want to buy leasehold, sometimes you'll see leasehold for sale at a much, much lower price, right, because people may not want it. You want to make sure that if you're getting a loan, that the lease doesn't expire for, usually the lenders want to see at least 25 to 30 years left on the lease. You want to look at the numbers, see if you can purchase the lease. It's an excellent question. You want to see if you can purchase it and what it would cost to purchase it. Some are available, some are not available. And also you want to see what the lease fee is. So if it's a really, really long-term thing and you just want this for short-term monies, it's fine. You may have something where the lease expires in 5 years, and then that better be pretty cheap, but then you know you're gonna not keep it in 5 years, right, unless they let you buy it. So that's an excellent question. Simple is you own the ground. Co-ops are another thing altogether. A co-op is different, which I really don't recommend the co-ops, but because you're only owning a little bit of airspace, but you're not really technically, it's not the same deal at all. So,
that's an excellent question. Thing you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know that. If you weren't familiar with Hawaii, that you literally could buy a condo or a house and not own the land, right? Or is it just condos?
No, houses too. It can be on houses too. Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
It used to be, you know, on the East Coast, in the 13 colonies, they had a lot more of that. Like Maryland, for example, still has properties where you have ground rents, where it's leaseholds, basically, and it's the same as Hawaii, except Hawaii, the leaseholds technically are usually a lot more money, and the cost is a lot higher to buy the fee. You do have other states with it, but not that many. And it's very important. It's really important no matter where you buy. And, of course, we can help you, one of our brokers, agents, affiliates, too. We do actually have a brokerage that covers the whole state of Hawaii. You want to do your due diligence. You want to make sure that you really know what you're getting into. Yeah, you definitely have to do all of that.
Yeah.
And, Lahaina, for example, there's houses over there that we're selling $2 million. And there still are. I'm not just because there's many houses, beautiful houses, and there's places selling for lots of money and less money. But there were houses that were selling for $2 million that now you can buy for $800. 900. So that's a big difference, you know, good-sized houses with land. A lot of places have ohanas, and you want to make sure it's a legal ohana, which is, you and I both know, ohana is an attached unit. Typically, sometimes there's a detached one, and it's another unit. But you want to make sure that you're covering all that, because just because you could see a homeowner advertising a property that was vacation rental, and they're saying they're going to sell that with it and give you all the contacts, and then you find out that they're not legally vacation rentals. You just want to be really careful.
Yeah, there's a lot of that under the, small print, whatnot, and gotcha. Hey, let's take a break real quick come back. Realty Universal Radio.
Okay.
Again, you are listening to the Realty Universal Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break, jump back on the other side, so stay tuned.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds. Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
She knows a holler from a double up. She does snapbacks, backsides, shoots the curl. Bethany Hamilton knows everything about surfing. She just didn't know about the shark. But just months after the attack, and with only one arm, the 13-year-old surfs again. And now she's ripping it better than ever. So next time life puts a little fear in you, just think of Bethany Hamilton hanging 10 on top of a heavy wave. That's real courage. Pass it on.
From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Yeah, welcome back, Realty Universal Radio, on the air everywhere. We're worldwide, and of course, realtyuniversal.com, the website. Natalie Mullinex, we are sharing with you some deals to be found and things to look for on the island of Maui if you're buying property, because there's things to look out for. And we were just talking about the fee simple before the break, and that's something that, you know, if you're familiar with Hawaiian real estate, you would have no idea. Is that a concept on the mainland at all?
Is it what on that? I mean, in Maryland you still have it, and you still have it in some of the colonies, you know, the first 13 states. But it depends, you know, the leasehold is can be very expensive in Hawaii, so you just want to make sure that you're covered. We were talking about Hawaii today because so many people think that I couldn't buy in Hawaii, I can't afford Hawaii. And, you know, even on Oahu and other islands, especially Big Island, there's some good deals too. But we were keeping the focus today on Maui. Maui is a really quaint island, and there is work on Maui, and, you know, it's a neat place.
Yeah.
And you have your areas, as we were discussing, that you get it a little bit rainier and less, and typically you still get your shower a day. You actually have farmland. You have cowboys on Maui. They actually still have cowboys.
Yeah, upcountry. Upcountry, brother.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah,
I
haven't explored really a ton of country. I mean, I've been to Kula and, Pukalani and stuff like that, but we went up to Haleakala to the top once, to the top of the volcano, but I've not been to Hana yet. I've not been out that way, and boy, there are a lot of people I know that live off the grid out that way. I mean, you can live out in the jungle.
When you mention about jungle, I want to point out something. When you buy in Hawaii, you don't have any poisonous snakes. There's not poisonous stuff. I mean, I think there's centipedes. I'm sorry, centipedes, and I think there's been some scorpions, but not the kind. I'm taking that back. It's such a eco-friendly forest, very safe. You don't have to worry about the types of things that we worry about on the mainland when you're in forests. And pretty, pretty cool. So if you want to check it out, contact us at Natalie Mullinex Realty Universal. The Hawaii numbers for Maui is 808-661-4466. And Oahu is 808-261-0350. We've got Kauai and the Big Island. But it's easy if you probably just go to realtyuniversal.com. Our contact information is there as well, or you can actually click on Find an Agent, and we can help you. It's really easy. We know the area very, very well. And
I would love to be able to buy something here someday. I know Monica's like, yeah, let's do it. She kind of likes the beach side where it's hot. She likes the Kihei side, you know. Find me a condo in Kihei. And I'm like, okie dokie.
There's places down there in Kihei right now. Yeah, there's definitely they're not that bad. It's the maintenance fees you want to check into to see what the actual overall cost is. Do it that way. Yeah.
And you mentioned that idea, and this was an example of just some of the kind of the little landmines you can run into in Hawaii. But you know, everybody has an ohana, typically a little, you know, mother-in-law unit on their property, and you were saying that, you know, a lot of times they'll advertise them as, hey, we rent this thing out, and it, you know, it kind of helps us, you know, with the payment, but sometimes it might not be able to be rented, right? You're saying legally, you know, sometimes it's not.
Yeah, but most of the condos are going to be pretty safe. You know, you just have to check it out. Yeah, you just want to double check or see the term. You know, some of them say 30 days, 60 days. You know, typically leases are supposed to be 6 months on houses, but people do that. Lots of times they'll rent their houses for less, but you just have to be careful about calling it vacation rentaling if they're vacation rentaling. You want to do all your homework before you buy. But there's many ways to do things and cover your costs, make money. We always like to throw tidbits out there, and because a lot of people just assume, right? A lot of people are assuming we can't do anything else.
So we're almost at
the end of the first half.
Yeah. Yeah, again, the website, realtyuniversal.com, realtyuniversal.com. Roll out the Maui number again, the phone number for folks that might be interested.
The Maui number is 808-661-4466, 808-661-4466.
A couple of questions just because I'm here and I've always wondered, but you talk about the high-end, you know, properties. I mean, Wailea, Kaanapali, right? Are those pretty similar, or is one more expensive than the other? Are they pretty similar in price?
Which area? I mean, you have different...
Wailea and Kaanapali, yeah. And what I mean,
Kaanapali is very expensive, but Wailea has a mixture, you know. So Kaanapali, if you're right on the ocean side, it depends on what you're buying, you know. It really does, and where you are. But Kaanapali side, even going towards Lahaina and then up, you still have some neighborhoods where you can get houses for under $1 million. You know, if you're right on the water and you're getting, they have condos that are selling for 100, but you can still get single families. So there's different neighborhoods up in, you can definitely go to realtyuniversal.com also to look at other properties in Maui, and also MauiBoard.com has listings of properties in Maui, and it's pretty, pretty cool. It's exciting, very exciting. And what's your weather like today?
You know, it's just a mixed bag. It was very, very cloudy yesterday. Today it's clear and cooler. It's like mid-70s, so it's not hot, hot. Of course, I'm over here on the Wailuku side, so it's a little cooler here anyway. Nice breeze last night, so I love it when that happens. You don't get that in Kihei at night. There's no breeze in Kihei, very rarely.
So, oh wow!
Yeah, I've enjoyed that. Hey, let's take another break, can we? And we'll be back on the other side. And of course, Dr. Lynn Wicker joining us, Florida State University School System. And this is going to be very, very cool. So
I can't wait.
Real estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you. After consulting with the experts, we set you up to win.
We'll join in back. And welcome back, Realty Universal Radio, again on the air everywhere, worldwide. And we just want to remind you, again, we're kind of the first half always about real estate, and we were really today talking about Maui. I appreciate Natalie doing that in honor of me, you know, landing back over here. You know, we tend to kind of go with what's going on in the world, and during the elections, we talked about the elections, and then we kind of talk about different stuff. But today, back on Maui, working on some radio projects and marriage conferences and whatnot. And so, I didn't realize that there are so many deals to be had on Maui. Like you said, it seems impossible. Most people go, we can never own anything. But
that's why we wanted to. Yeah, we wanted to put that out there today, and you know, contact us for more information. It's out there. It's really very doable, extremely doable. So you'll have to just, you know, if you're one of the, you'll have to kill a couple birds with one stone, have a come over on a vacation, and check it out at the same time. And who knows, you may leave with a good investment.
Tax finding.
Yeah.
And make sure you have Natalie involved or somebody from Realty Universal as well involved in that.
Well, you just want to do your homework because, as we were talking about with, like, the different, like you mentioned, leasehold fee simple, legalese and all that, you want to cover yourself. Yep. So I've been watching the news. We have to check on this debt. I guess are we going to make it, or are they going to stop it before midnight? I guess we're going to make it, huh?
I don't know. I'm out of touch over here, man.
Okay.
Let's transition to our second half. Again, we aim in the second half to inspire, motivate, mobilize you to be the change that you seek in the world, to become literally a change agent. And so today, this is someone I've wanted to have on for a long time, and we finally have her on. Dr. Lynn Wicker is with us, and she is the director of the Florida State University schools, and she's been in public school systems in Florida for over 29 years. Loves to inspire people to think big, dream big, and live big. I love that, and I love this part. She says she knows it's possible because she's a living example of an overcomer, having tragically lost two sons and a sister.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't know that.
We'll have definitely some conversation about that. And so again, she's talking about overcoming, and also in terms of parenting, she's got a book we're going to talk about as well. So Dr. Wicker, welcome to the show.
Hi, Randy and Natalie. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Thank you. It's our pleasure, our honor. Thank you.
So,
are we okay?
Hey,
you're there. You know what? I think we lost Randy. You back? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You know what? We just get a little bit of technical difficulty. We'll just run on here. He's just calling back, and I believe Randy's going to have to call in.
No, I'm here. You hear me?
There you go.
You hear me, Natalie?
Now we can hear you fine. Yeah, now you're good. Now you're good.
All right. Okay, we're good.
I think what we'll need to do, because I'm on a cell phone, and I'm out in a jungle, so no.
He's literally in a jungle.
As we talk, we might want to pause, so I think there's a bit of a delay when we have three people on, and I'm on a cell phone and, you know, underwater somewhere out here. So, anyway,
you're going to ask us all to pause. Oh, you're funny. Okay.
Yeah. So, hey, talk to me for a minute, Dr. Wicker, about when I see Florida State University schools, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And talk to me about what you do there.
We are the laboratory school, developmental research school for Florida State University here in North Florida in Tallahassee. And we do research and teacher education. We have 1,700 students and about 115 teachers and lots of staff. Very, very unique. There are four lab schools in Florida, and I'm just very privileged to be the director, superintendent here. So a lot of exciting things going on. It's a busy, busy place every day.
Wow.
And so when you say lab school, what is a lab school? Is that like a charter school?
Well, we happen to be a charter school, yes, but more than that, developmental research school. So we host a lot of pilot projects for curriculum and assessment from the university. So we have researchers in, you know, science, reading, math, pretty much anything you can imagine that work with us and do research with our students and teachers. And then there's some publishing that comes out of that. And we do a lot of partnering with the Department of Education. So we really try and disseminate best practices out. And it's just really cool because we get to see a lot of cutting-edge ideas, and some work, some not so well, and some really great. And so it's just kind of an incubator for great ideas in education.
What are the grade levels?
K through 12. So we have from the babies all the way up. So really interesting to see them as they go through. And we mirror the demographic, really, of Florida. And we have an admission system so that the research that's done here is repeatable, and it's not with one type of student or another. So we represent the state.
How did you get into this?
Well, I was a principal and assistant principal for a number of years, and a teacher before that, all in Florida. And came back to Tallahassee after a few years in Orlando, and had this opportunity to become the director here in 2008. And it's just been a roller coaster ride.
Wow.
Wow. So you, you know, as a superintendent, obviously all of the what goes with that in terms of programming and, you know, overseeing, you know, a staff. Talk a bit, because you're also, I know, a life coach and very much involved in leadership, being a part of the John Maxwell team as well. Talk about how you use your coaching and leadership, modalities there as a superintendent.
Yeah, that has been huge, Randy. Actually, I've followed John Maxwell and read so many of his leadership books as a real passion for a number of years, and last December, I had the opportunity to sign up and become certified in last February, and, you know, it's just been amazing. My own personal growth has continued, and, of course, John's sort of landmark book on the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership has just become revolutionary here, and I've been able to do something I really want to take to other school districts and encourage other school district leaders to think about doing what we're doing. And we started off the year the Friday before school started with all of our teachers and staff, and I did a presentation for them called Our Journey to Significance. And in that presentation, I shared a lot about the 21 laws and, you know, raising your own leadership lid, first of all, and, you know, how do you do that? And I had taken our admin team of 10 or 12 people, our principals, assistant principals, and other leadership people through a mastermind group that started back this past summer, and just created not only gains in their professional life, but their personal life has just started really changing and improving with raising their leadership lid. And at the end of that faculty and staff meeting, it was almost like a church service, because I kind of had an altar call, you know, for a mastermind group. And over the course of that day and the next few days, we had over 90 people out of about 150 employees sign up, volunteering their time, their planning for after school. Yeah. And so we started those now. Actually have another person on our team that's John Maxwell certified as well. So we've we've split the work, the mastermind groups, and we've started that. And you know what it's done is created this culture of adding value and raising people's leadership lid. And as we go through this year, I think we've calculated that probably by February we'll have all of those people through this mastermind group for 21 logs.
Wow.
Fantastic.
I love it that, you know, people sign up, you know, for whatever. You know, it's a job enrichment thing. It's, hey, I want to get better, you know, at my job. And then they discover that really to get really better at your job, especially if you're an educator, is you need to get better at being yourself, which leads to the personal growth, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, one step further than that, everybody, when I share this story, they say, well, what about the students? And we didn't forget them either. We have a high school leadership class that's composed mostly of our Student Government Association. And we decided this summer, their teacher got so excited, they ordered the 21 Laws workbooks for those students in that class, and I'm sort of facilitating that in and out. And I tell you, you know, there's a lot of my job that's very, you know, signing papers and making decisions and not the really fun stuff, but a lot of these things that are we're involved in, it just makes it worth it. And a couple of weeks ago was scheduled to go into this leadership class, and there were 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders in that class. And I got to spend that 50 minutes with them talking about the first three laws and sharing with them. They'd already, you know, had classes about them, and we just sort of were summarizing and recapping. And I'll tell you, if you can't get fired up with a group of teenagers who are, you know, talking to you about how they can add value to their peers and each other, I mean, you know, that's really where we need to be placing our focus. Mm-hmm. And I challenged them that day to, you know, to think about how they could make this grow, and that if they wanted to get a group together and form some kind of group that could meet after school and talk more about this and take more of their friends through the 21 laws, that we'd find a way to do it. So we're still working on that, and then, of course, the next thing we know is going to happen as they start really learning and living those laws is they're going to start talking about them at home, right?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, wow. And getting the parents involved. And so that's really how we're seeing it just grow and grow, and I think that model is very easy to replicate, you know, across any school district that has the leadership and the desire to do it.
Wow.
So, again, we're talking to Dr. Lynn Wicker, and she is the director of the Florida State University. In a minute. I want to ask you, you, if possible, you know, there's a statement that you made in an email to me that I love this. I've seen it elsewhere, but I want you to talk about it in there. The two most important days in a person's life, the day you were born and the day you discover why.
Yeah.
Wow, true.
Talk about that a little bit and how you use that concept.
Well, you know, I think we all know the day we're born. We celebrate that every year. We help people remember that day, right, you know?
Yeah.
But not a lot of people really, when you talk to them about their life and their purpose and are they happy, they feel fulfilled, do they know why they were born? And, you know, you get some funny looks and people never really contemplate that very much. But for me, growing personally and finding that brought me to the place where I realized that my purpose for what I'm supposed to do now is take everything, every experience I've had, every opportunity, education, and everything, and wrap that all up and pass it along to other people. Mm-hmm. And as a part of that, I've discovered that, you know, we've got a lot of hurting people. There are a lot of parents and students, anybody, they've experienced loss and pain. you know, when you talk to people, they always kind of are thinking, gee, why should I listen to you, right? What do you know? How can you talk to me about what I've experienced? Part of my testimony and story is I had twin sons who were premature babies in 1985, and back then they didn't know a lot about dealing with premature babies, and certainly not as much as they do now. And I guess they had everything that could go wrong went wrong. They were so premature, and both of them, Weston and Adam, were left with being a total care patient, was very involved, cerebral palsy, never were able to do anything for themselves, wheelchair-bound, nonverbal, but just love to laugh, love to interact with everyone, and just pure joy and love. And we lost Weston when he was 18 a few years ago. Mm-hmm. To acute pneumonia, and, you know, that kind of goes with the territory, with non-ambulatory kids. And then, Randy, last February I mentioned that I was at the John Maxwell certification in Orlando, and that ended on a Thursday, and on Friday morning I was getting up to attend a follow-up training day, and got a call that Adam had passed away quite unexpectedly, but yet not. He had a major seizure early that morning, and they were unable to kind of bring him back from that. And, you know, when you've got kids or loved ones that have had so many physical challenges their whole life, being a person of faith, they're graduating, right? They're graduating to a new position, a new place of wholeness, so although we miss them and miss them being in our lives here, we celebrate because we know that finally they are whole and well. I have that experience, and I could just spend hours and hours talking about all the learns from those years, certainly. But the biggest thing is people want to know that you understand and that you have a place to talk to them from, and overcoming and turning things that could potentially, you know, put you over in a corner somewhere to never contribute or inspire anyone to someone who says, you know, no, not sure exactly why all that happened, but it did. And so I'm going to take that, and I'm going to let it be a part of my purpose and help someone else realize that they can do the same thing.
You're amazing.
Wow. I mean, we could go down that trail for another hour and a half. You know, because I know that's overcoming that, and really it's a lifelong process there, isn't it? Because there's though it sounds like you somewhat expected, them passing, still when it happened, it was painful.
How old was
Adam?
Yeah.
Adam was 27. And and Randy, you're right. It is a process. I would be lying to you if I said, you know, that there wasn't a lot of sadness and grief involved in both places. But, you know, you really find out where your faith is and where your strength's coming from when you go through challenges in life. And they're not all that. Not all challenges are that huge, but it doesn't really matter because I think the message is that, you know, life can knock you down, and it can be the loss of a job or a divorce or death or anything in between, any of those things. And, you know, the magnitude of something is really not the part that gets people. It's just whatever it is that tends to make them feel the loss and the hurt and get stuck there.
And it's so the message is it's not about is my loss greater than yours or any of those things. It's just, you know, what do you need to focus on to get beyond it and know that there's a message in every loss. And, you know, John Maxwell just launched his book, right? It's amazing about sometimes you win, sometimes you learn.
Wow.
And that is this message for sure.
And you wrote a book, right? I was out for my line cut off for a couple. I had to come back in, so I hope I didn't miss that. But you wrote a book.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm actually in the process right now. I hope to. It's slated to be out. I'm on schedule. The first part of 2014. So really excited about that. And it's kind of an outgrowth of everything I've talked about today. The title of the book is Raising Kids for Success. How to help your kids overcome life limitations and think their way to lifelong successes. You know, what I've seen in my 29 years in public education is from being a teacher, and, you know, 29 years is a long time. I have to teach myself sometimes, and I definitely don't look that old. But, you know, that's a lot of years and a lot of parents and kids and teachers' experiences that I've been a part of. And I've seen this trend particularly, I guess, probably over the last 5 years for sure, and in a bigger way over the last probably 8 to 10 years, is that parents are struggling. Oh, my goodness. Their kids are being born into a world. I saw some statistics the other day. When you think about it, that, you know, kids that are graduating from high school now have never not had the internet.
True.
You know, think about how their world has changed, and parents trying to figure it all out, and social media and what their kids are getting exposed to, and just the challenges that they face, and so. My inspiration for this book is really all the questions that I get from parents about, you know, out of sort of a sense of desperation. I've done a survey that I've had over 130 parent responses to, and basically asking about three or four simple questions about what are you most afraid of as a parent, what do you fear? And you really learn a lot about what people are thinking when you see those answers. I was very intrigued to see that many parents are terrified of not doing a good job parenting, or what does that mean? What is really good parenting? Are they going to make the same mistakes that maybe they saw their parents making, or how do they sort through all of those things? So the book is really a book to kind of talk about, for example, the first two chapters, the first title is Great Parenting Requires Great Thinking. And that sounds like a no-brainer, but I go through and talk a lot about what is great parenting. And then the second chapter is that great parenting is intentional. You know, we spend a lot of time planning vacations and planning weddings and planning parties and all kinds of things, but how much time do we really spend being intentional about how we parent? So I'm just so excited. I've already got people saying, would you hurry up? I really need this book.
Wow. Great.
I'm really excited to also tell you that what I hope to do once the book is out is actually do some speaking tours around that and put together some teachings, resources along with that. So I'm looking forward to planning with some colleagues of mine a book launch at the first of the year and developing some other resources, because I think this is really where we need to be, you know, putting our emphasis and preparing our parents to raise up the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yep. First of all, we need to bring you to Maui. So we'll do the book tour.
Yeah.
We'll do the Hawaii tour.
I'm all over that, Randy.
Because, you said something, it just sparked something in marriage ministry for years, and we're passionate about, you know, marriages. And I say that all the time. You know, we think nothing of spending $5,000 on a flat screen TV, but we kind of bristle at, you know, spending $100 going to a marriage seminar at a church. You know, we just don't spend the time working on our marriages and being intentional, like with our kids, right?
Right, right, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, when I was writing, as I continue to write, I discovered from the parent surveys that the limiting beliefs piece, you know, in the personal development industry, you hear a ton about limiting beliefs and, you know, talking to yourself, and the most important person you listen to every day is yourself, and all of those things are so critically important. But what I've seen with some of the parent questions that I get is, you know, sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And parents are finding out from some of our conversations that they're repeating some of the mistakes, if you will, that other people have made or their parents made, and they don't even know it because it's a subconscious belief system that they have.
So ingrained. So
part of the book is really kind of, you know, what are limiting beliefs? How can you figure out what some of those are with regard to parenting? And once you know what they are, then what is their impact? And then another chapter is how do you break the cycle of those limiting beliefs? So, you know, there's a lot out there about cycles of poverty and cycles of alcoholism and cycles of all kinds of things. But I've not seen a lot about how we just sort of move into autopilot in parenting and we don't really think about our thinking. So I hope, it's my desire, that this book will really help parents do some thinking about what they don't think about, right? And then intentional about making some changes.
That could get into the hands of all the Lamaze classes, you know, the Lamaze classes when they're taking their first lessons. Remember that Dr. Spock book? This Dr. Spock has had books, and that's where it needs to be. It needs to be right there. That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. So Dr. Lynn Wicker is our guest. And, again, we've just got a couple more minutes, and I knew this would fly by. I mean, we could have spent on any one of the topics.
All day.
We could have spent, several hours on either one. Being an administrator, you have several websites. What is the best one in terms of somebody that might want to touch bases with you in terms of coaching? What would be your best contact?
That's going to be my John Maxwell team site, which is johncmaxwellgroup.com/Lynn Wicker.
Okay. John C. Maxwell.
johncmaxwellgroup.com/Lynn Wicker.
Okay.
Or as we say these days, just Google Dr. Lynn Wicker and she's everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Google.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You can find me, that's for sure.
He's everywhere. You know, again, there you go. There you go again in the words of our former President Reagan. There you go again. You said something that just sparked in me again, another question. And since we have a couple of minutes, you're talking about fear, you know, and the self-limiting beliefs. And Natalie and I talk about this a lot, you know, and I heard a teaching once, and I know we're all people of faith, but it even helped me, and it just came to me. I was feeling some stuff as I was boarding the plane, just some limiting beliefs about this trip, you know, what am I doing, and, you know, the stuff that comes up all the time. And I'm like, and I just, it's almost like the Lord just gave me this sentence or statement from a sermon I heard that, you know, anytime a limiting belief comes up that's fear-based and it creates fear, we know that that's from the enemy. And so it should be dismissed immediately because you should recognize it as a lie. So really that fear is an indicator that the enemy is lying to you. Oh, dismiss it, you know?
Yeah, right, so, right. Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Now that helps
false
me.
False evidence
like,
appearing
you know,
real, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, our children and our teenagers are our country's most precious resource, our world's most precious resource. And they're being hijacked every day by not good things. And I think we have to be intentional about stopping the pattern and providing some options. It's not enough to just say, well, that's bad and this is bad and you shouldn't do this. But you got to have something to replace it with that. So that's really kind of the mission that I'm on, and what I know there's going to be a lot of positive feedback when it happens.
To really lay the foundation, too. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. That's fantastic.
Wow. Wow. Mm. Powerful. Now, in a couple. Googled Dr. Lynn Wicker and the Florida State University schools. When I first saw that, I remember, you know, seeing you, I think, on the Maxwell Facebook page, and I thought, director of Florida State University Schools. Whoa, that's an amazing title. And you guys literally are, like you said, you're a laboratory school for Florida State University, correct? You guys are right in.
That's right.
Wow.
That's correct. That's correct. And, you know, I just have to say it. You know, I bleed garnet and gold, major college football fan. Go Noles.
You have to be.
I graduated from there and blessed to work for FSU. And we have a lot of fun during college football season, no doubt about it.
Wow.
Well, awesome. Any parting thoughts? Any parting thoughts that you just want to share that we didn't cover? Anything else that you want to, in the minute or so that we have left?
Well, I just really think that there's just so much opportunity for growth in our schools. I will say that I know that this book is very needed for parents, and I already have made a commitment to do a sequel for teachers. So, you know, our teachers need all the support they can get and encouragement they can get. And I just like to let our listeners know that, you know, if you're a parent, have kids in the public school systems, you know, be your school's biggest cheerleader. And you never know what a word of encouragement and support can mean for a teacher or an administrator who's doing the best they can and under sometimes very challenging circumstances.
I can't wait to read it.
Very cool.
So you said it's out in January. January.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the timeline we're on. So we're pushing for that.
Fantastic. Well, wonderful. So great. And that's where it all starts. You know, it starts in the home and when they're little. And awesome. Gosh, we're almost to the end right now. You're right, Randy. We need a few hours with you.
Can we get you back, Dr. Wicker? Can we get you back on the show?
I would love to.
Awesome. Thank you for being with us. Thank you so much. And, yeah, baby, go Florida State. Go!
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for coming on. To everybody out there,
thank you.
Wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.